Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. They just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stan Lee right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Part of the solution, as I like to say. Right? I mean, that's how you become part of the solution, is you get informed. Got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to have Dan Pillow is going to join us, the tax man. No other way to put it. I mean, the only guy that keeps beating the IRS at their own game and using their own rules, because apparently they don't use theirs as much as we do. So he'll be on with us after the break. And yes, we've got retired General Major General Paul Vallely on with me after the break. I mean, in the second hour. And we'll get back to what we were going to talk about last night, which is Ukraine and China. And the rest of those places causing us a lot of aggravation. You know, again, right after all this stuff has gone down, now we're looking at another issue where if you look at mainstream media right now, they are villainizing the police again. Talking about this teenager that was shot by police officers. Only there's a problem with their story. They don't show you the part where she's got a knife in her hand and she's ready to stab another teenager. What do they want to happen here? Excuse me, miss. Would you put the knife down? I know you're in mid-swing. Don't make me have to shoot you. Would you please put the knife down? You know what you're doing is wrong. Maybe they should have got a social worker out there faster, huh? Because that's what they're talking about doing. Yeah, I know. Wind up from the beginning. But think about it. They wanted the squad and others want to defund and disband the police. They want to rethink. No, I'm sorry, not rethink. What's that? Reimagine. Reimagine. We're going to reimagine policing. But what does that situation look like? I would love to have one of those people on the left. What does that look like? Do we have, 15 unarmed social workers? So I'm not making fun of social workers. I'm trying to figure out how a social worker or any kind of worker in that light is going to help out, going to do something without some kind of weapon on them. You look at what goes on in Europe where they're not armed. You look at how many French policemen have been stabbed and or shot and or beat because they have no way to neutralize it. None. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Omar, right, and Talib and the rest of them talking about how they don't want, you know, again, you can't fix the police, so just get rid of them. Same thing with the military. Think about what they're saying, what they want to do. However, they have no problem. They've already spent, since January 6th, they've spent tens of thousands of dollars on their own security. That's okay, because their lives, this is why I keep telling you about the Dems, and it's so true. Maybe not with rank and file. I don't know. I'm not willing to go that far. But definitely with the elected Democrats, they're smarter than you, they're more valuable than you, and I can prove it. Here's how I prove it. Omar is getting Secret Service coverage, protection. So she's not having to spend any of her money. She's spending your tax dollars from across the country to protect her because she can't keep her mouth shut. Because she can't keep putting down America. Because that's why she's hated. It's not because she's a woman. It's not because she's a Muslim. It's not because of any of that. It's because she's a hypocrite who hates this country. Married her brother to break the law. Come on, think about it. To stay in this country. Then went, just started playing around with her and her campaign manager, campaign finance manager. Right. I mean, this stuff never stops. Money, her campaign money went to him, or a lot of it. That's okay, too. See, for them, there are no rules. They can get away with anything. So I guess it's not a big deal. They are more important than you. Let's get it straight. Back to Maxine Waters and what she said. They're not going to say, see, the rules are different for them. She used much more inflammatory language. She called those people to action. She told them what to do, short of shooting somebody or burning down a building. Yet Trump was the one that got impeached for insurrection. Right? And it just goes to show you, they have... They have absolutely no integrity. None whatsoever. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. You know who Dr. B is. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us on a regular basis. She sent me some links today to some stories about young people committing suicide because the schools aren't opening. Because the kids can't get back to the norm. They see no hope. They're getting no hope from those adults around them that are supposed to be helping them. Right? We were all, remember, before COVID came down, the new big fad was mental health. What were they called? Wellness centers at school, right? Those are supposed to help the kids' mental health. And now, nothing. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. Dan Pella joins me after the break. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Shut up. Get out. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. That's really what it boils down to. You've got to get your information. If you get your information, you get it right. You can make this, you can make a, I'm going to swear on the radio, you can make informed decisions, and that way there you don't get in trouble like many do, especially when it comes to that organization that just loves to help you out, the IRS. But I bring on the experts, because if you listen to me, I'll get you in a boatload of trouble. So Dan Pilla is with us, and I get him on as much as I can, a very busy guy, and Dan, always appreciate your time with me, man.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You know, I tried myself over the last few weeks to get through to the IRS, and that 800 number they give you, because, you know, they're going to be a big help. And, you know, I've been on hold with them sometimes 40, 45 minutes. I get dropped. Something goes wrong. They tell me to call back. Man, if you have a problem, you really can't get through to these people to ask for help. So that's why I think, you can correct me if you want to, Joey B is coming through for us, and he's going to hire 1,600 new agents so they can answer those phones and help us get through, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I got news for you. First of all, if you're only on hold for 45 minutes, you're lucky, because that's about half the typical length of an IRS wait time when you call their phone numbers, particularly if you're calling the ACS, what they call their automated collection site lines, where people call in when they get a notice, you owe us money. People call in and say, you know, I can't pay or I need an installment agreement or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right.
So those wait times are in excess of an hour pretty regularly. But you know, when Biden says he's sending 1,600 new IRS people to the rescue, you know, don't think they're coming to anybody's rescue, Joe. The fact of the matter is that the Biden plan will spend about six times more money on enforcement than it will on taxpayer assistance. They don't have anywhere near the resources going to taxpayer assistance that they should have, and certainly nothing in comparison to the enforcement arm that's getting funded, which is ironic because 98% of every dollar collected by the IRS is not collected by the IRS. It's paid over voluntarily by citizens sending in a check, or by you know, most of the money comes, of course, through wage withholding. But even that money is sent in voluntary, quote unquote, voluntarily by businesses that withhold the money. So it's not like the IRS is chasing down 150 million individual taxpayers every year. It's not even close to that, Joe. So they should be spending their money on education and outreach and assistance, and not on enforcement.
You know, it's a good point you make. They should be spending some kind of money. You know, anything you want to do nowadays, anything you want to learn how to do or get through, you can hop up on YouTube or one of those places, get what is it, a DIY, and it walks you through how to fix things or do things or what have you. You would think that the IRS, with all the money they're spending, what they're doing, you know, would do the same thing for taxpayers, but it is very easy for a taxpayer to get into trouble. You've told me even the agents don't quite understand their own codes.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, in all fairness to everybody, IRS included, the tax code consists of more than 4 million words. That was changed more than 5,900 times just since 2001. And that doesn't even include everything that happened in 2000 with, what, four or five major tax acts that passed through Congress. And then were two more already this year and more to come. And so, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of law changes that have occurred in the last 13 months. And so that, you know, that isn't even in the mix of all these law changes that I just described. So, you know, we've got a serious problem here with education. And the fact of the matter is, even before COVID, just set COVID aside for a second, the IRS spent, you know, a good 3 or 4 years before March of 2020, before the COVID issues, closing down taxpayer assistance centers, what they call their TAC, T-A-C, Taxpayer Assistance Centers. They had about 600 or 700 of them around the country. They shut down about a third of them. You tell me what the point of that is.
To either get you in more trouble or to collect more. I don't know what the reasoning is would be behind that. Is it, do they make that much money off of
I'll tell you what the thought process is, Joe. It's just a matter of you know, Margaret Richardson encapsulated the thought process of the enforcement mentality when it comes to the Internal Revenue Service. Now, you might not recognize the name Margaret Richardson. She was Bill Clinton's Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service. So she was at the helm of the IRS from approximately plus or minus 94 to 98 or 99, right in there. I think maybe even 2000. She was replaced by Charles Rosati. They brought him in from the outside to fix the computers. Charles Rosati took the helm in January or so of 2000. He was the only IRS commissioner that was ever brought in from the outside, and only for the purpose of fixing their computer system. So Richardson was the commissioner during the Clinton administration. And here's the comment she made. I'll never forget this as long as I live, and it's a direct quote from what she said. She said, if the IRS is ever forced to make a choice between taxpayer assistance and enforcement, enforcement will win every time. But here's the irony, as I said already. They only get 2% of their revenue from enforcement. 98% of it comes through voluntary actions. So every dollar they spend on education and assistance and outreach will turn back much more revenue, turn into much more revenue than will spending any money on enforcement, Joe. There aren't that, listen, people don't deliberately cheat on their taxes. The overwhelming majority of Americans never want to get sideways with the IRS. They screw themselves into the ground to try to do it right. And in fact, Margaret Richardson's predecessor, Shirley Peterson, she was the Commissioner of Internal Revenue under George Herbert Walker Bush, Daddy Bush. And she was at the helm in 1992 when the so-called tax amnesty programs were released. And she made a comment that I'll never forget. And she said, this is a direct quote from her, much of what we call noncompliance is not noncompliance at all. It's misunderstanding. So she had it right. People need to know, if people know what to do, they'll do what they're supposed to do. Richardson's got it wrong. The more money you spend on enforcement, the less money they spend on education, and the worse it gets.
You know, it's really funny when you say stuff like that, where you would think the government always says that, you know, we can help, we can do this, we can do that, we're trying to inform the people. But when it comes to taxes, it is the thing next to education that scares the crud out of most Americans, most people. Because I would think that most people don't want to get in trouble with the IRS. And they beat their brains out not to, you know?
Trouble with the IRS. There's no question about it, Bill. And here's the thing. The federal income tax law is the only area of federal law, would argue to you, it's the only area of law, period, whether it's federal, state, or local, that touches every American, whether they like it or not. The overwhelming majority of Americans are never going to get in criminal trouble. They're not going to knock off a liquor store or, you know, hold up a grocery store. They're not going to do it. They're not going to get in trouble with the FDA, and they're not going to get in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission. They just aren't going to. But every single American runs into the Internal Revenue Service, whether they like it or not.
Yep.
And nobody teaches these people how to deal with this stuff.
I agree. All right, listen, we got to head for a break because, you know, you and I both believe in capitalism, and the tax people want their portion of that, I can tell you. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far. More with Dan Pilla after the break.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden encouraged employers Wednesday to give their workers paid time off to receive a COVID vaccination and recover from any possible side effects. In remarks on Wednesday, Biden unveiled a program to reimburse employers for the cost of offering paid time off, with funds allocated in the COVID relief package Democrats passed through Congress in early March. And the Justice Department is launching an investigation into the policing practices of the Minneapolis Police Department.
The investigation I am announcing today will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protests.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the DOJ will also be looking into whether MPD engages in discriminatory conduct. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
How lucky can one guy be?
Breathe deep. How can you not get calm when you hear Dino's voice? Yo, watch the thing with the Rat Pack a couple of weeks back. And it was all about how Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and a few others working in Vegas forced those people. They weren't letting Sammy Davis Jr. stay on the strip with them. He had to go back to the, as they put it, the Negro part of town. That's where he had to go. And then he could come out, and one of the biggest entertainers there was at the time, until Frank threatened them and said, if he doesn't stay with us, we don't stay here. We just won't hang. So, you know, this narrative that all white people are racist, and I know they had their other faults, I got that. But this stuff, you and I and the rest of us, you quote-unquote white folk that let them get away with this, you're part of the problem. We do not live in a systemically racist country. We are one of the few countries, matter of fact, I would say we're probably one of the least, within the first two or three least racist countries on the planet. And on top of that, we here in this country, because of the majority of us who love and fear God, we work at making these things right. We work at righting these wrongs. Truly look at our history and you'll see that's true. The only thing we haven't been able to eradicate is the IRS. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Dan Pilla joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time. The tax man. And I always appreciate his time with us. And Dan, again, thanks for being with me.
Hey, no problem, Joe. It's my pleasure.
All right. So let's hit the coming tax tsunami. And when I say that, I mean, there are a lot of things because of the changes in taxes, you know, and again, I talked to a CPA the other day getting ready for this, and I said, what are you seeing? And she told me people are still scrambling to A, get money together, and B, get their tax information together, because a lot of people, especially here in California, still aren't working. And they're going to be expecting a hefty tax bill from last year.
Yeah, that's a good point. In fact, I saw a survey here the other day, earlier in the week that said, of the people that are going to owe taxes this year, about 40% of them, Joe, are going to have to borrow money to pay. And the typical tax bill generally, we're talking about a 1 year situation here now, not an aggregate of delinquencies over a long period of time. They can get huge. But we're talking about a 1 year delinquency is typically around $3,500. So 40% of the people that are going to owe $3,500 are going to have to borrow the money, Joe. Think about that.
God. Where are they going to get it? Off the credit cards that are already at the top?
Astonishing. Well, yeah. I mean, most people are going to tap credit cards if they have that room to do it. Of course, a lot of people have their cards maxed out already, but that's a case-by-case thing. Are they going to borrow money at high interest rates from loan sharks? Who knows? You're going to have Anthony and his boys come over. Hey, we'll fix you up. You don't got to worry about nothing. You just give us a couple of points. All we want is a couple of points.
Yeah, right? Look, we're only talking 2 or 3% a week. What's the problem?
Yeah, well, it's a big deal. They ain't got no problem with taking care of everything over here.
You know?
No, I'll tell you what's going to happen is if these people know what they're doing, they listen to us on the radio tonight, what they're going to do is reach out to the IRS in writing. You're not going to try to make a phone call. You're going to reach out to the IRS in writing with IRS Form 9465. 9465 is called an installment agreement request, Joe. And when you submit that to the IRS with your tax return or without your tax return, just in other words, you don't have to file it with the return. You can file it at any point along the way. That is a request for an installment agreement, and it sets the wheels in motion to get you set up on an installment agreement with the IRS where you can pay them over time, and then you don't face the broken thumbs from the IRS if you don't pay them all at once. You get set up on that installment agreement, and as long as you make your payment, you're good.
Now, what about penalties and interest, though? As you're making the payments, do they stop?
No, they don't stop. That's the bad news. The penalties and interest continue to accumulate even while you're on an installment agreement. However, here's what you need to know about penalties. Particularly the failure to pay penalty is something that we need to pay attention to. Every single penalty in the tax code can be canceled for reasonable cost. So, Bill, if you can set forth back to the IRS that established that your failure to pay was due to reasonable cause and not deliberate disregard of your obligation, they will cancel the penalties. Now, everybody knows what kind of financial crisis we've been going through the last 13, 14 months in this country. The IRS knows it because we are still under a national disaster declaration, right? The IRS made massive changes to the filing rules for last year, and they made some minor changes for this year, all because of this COVID business. So everybody knows how serious this problem is. My belief is, and I haven't seen any evidence of this as yet, because we're still early in the process, but I am completely convinced, though, that we're going to see a pretty, shall we say, liberal view. He didn't use that word anymore, but a pretty lax view, let's say, of the IRS's enforcement of the failure to pay penalty when the taxpayer can make even just a basic showing of hardship as a result of COVID. That will cancel the penalties. That will cancel the interest on the penalties, and it just leaves the tax and the interest on the tax.
Interesting. And again, if you had to pay it out with them and I'm not suggesting people should borrow the money by any stretch of the imagination. Are you better off making a payment plan with the IRS or actually going and grabbing it against a high interest rate credit card?
Well, I wouldn't do it against a high interest credit card because the IRS's interest rates now are historically low. The IRS's interest rates are based on an average of what they call the adjusted federal rate, which is an average of the long-term and short-term and medium-term bonds. So the IRS's interest rate right now is very low. The problem with their interest rate is it's compounded. Of course, this is no different than a credit card, though, either. It's compounded daily on the entire unpaid balance of tax, penalty, and previously assessed interest. But the problem with the IRS right now is the penalty because they compound everything so quickly. But if you can get rid of the penalties, you can keep your debt manageable, especially if we're talking about a liability under 10 grand, and you can make any kind of an aggressive payment against that.
Yeah, it is a scary, again, it's like anything else. It's a very scary thing when you have to sit down and try to figure out what was going on. And I've told people bits and pieces in the past. I mean, we had a massive issue, and you made it manageable, and more than manageable, actually. I mean, after a few go-arounds, and again, all due respect to you, because we had been sold a bill of goods a half a dozen times, when it was very obvious that you knew what you were doing, it put everybody at ease that was involved.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And that's
the biggest thing, Joe.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is the biggest thing, is understanding what the options are. People don't understand that they got options when they're facing tax debt. They think the IRS are going to kick the door down at 3 in the morning and haul them off to jail and sell their car and freeze their paycheck and seize their bank account. And none of that stuff is going to happen if you follow some basic procedures along the way. And I mean none of it, Joe. And I'm not saying there's a 2% chance. I'm saying there's 0% chance that any of that's going to happen if you follow some basic steps along the way.
You know what's really funny is if people would pay attention and listen, You have the only commercial that doesn't start off with, has the IRS grabbed your money out of your bank account? Have they done this to you? Have they leaned your car? Have they taken your house? I mean, you don't go down that road. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you
I'm
go
not,
down the
I'm,
reality
well,
of, are you afraid to go to the mailbox? Yeah, actually, I was. You know?
Because I'm not selling fear, Joe. What I'm talking about to people is that there's hope. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care how long you've had the problem. I don't care what you've done to try to fix the problem that didn't work. I don't care who's told you you can't fix the problem. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. There's always a way to resolve it. And I'll tell you something else. If you're on the front end of the problem, let's say this is your very first year that you've ever had any tax problems, and you owe the IRS $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, you know, a lot of money certainly if you had to write a check, but not all the money in the world if we're talking about a long-term or even a medium-term payout. It is a situation where you don't even have to change your lifestyle to get this thing managed and under control. Certainly, we got to plan taxes going forward because you can't have this going on year after year. But the fact of the matter is there's zero risk of the IRS levying your paycheck or bank account when you are in this situation and you control it and monitor it on the front end.
Yeah, it's all about, I mean, you have to admit, it's all about communication to a big degree. If you don't communicate,
oh, sure.
You're screwed.
No doubt.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of the biggest problems. And, you know, and I can't tell you how many people I've talked to over the years that you know, told me they were afraid to go to the mailbox because they didn't want to open the letters. Or if they did get the letters, they'd stuff them in a drawer. And people come into my office all the time, and it never ceases to amaze me. They'll come in with a grocery bag full of envelopes, and half of them aren't even open. You know, they just get to the point where they're so frustrated and so afraid they won't even open the letters. And, of course, that's a huge mistake.
Duck the phone calls.
All of your rights as a taxpayer are tied to deadlines. You've got to act in the deadlines.
Well, don't forget to read the pamphlet when you get it, because that explains everything to you. We'll talk about that inside the break. Thomas, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Dan Pillow joins me on the other side of the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Double Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, get informed. That's the big thing. Really, just get informed. It'll help you so much. Look, you know, I bring guys like Dan on because they're the experts in certain areas. I don't bring on people that are, you know, a lot of guys bring on sponsors. They bring on people that are paying them to bring them on and sell their wares, if you would. I don't do that. We do have a couple of sponsors that believe in their product, and that's why I bring them on. But, you know, the idea to here is not just to play politics, not just to get you political information, but actually get you information for your life and your daily walk and how to stay out of trouble. Because that's the government is not here to help you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, I think they think they are, but when they put out a pamphlet, I'm talking a little three-fold pamphlet, almost like you're going to an amusement park, to let you know what your rights are. I mean, there's something wrong there when they have tens or hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of pages of tax code, but I could never figure that out. That's why I bring on Dan Pella. Dan Pella, the tax man. You can find out more about him on taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. And before we get into this, Dan, tell them, you know, if they pick up a book from you, head over to the website. They get an appointment with you, an initial consultation, if you would, about the issues that they might be having, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Joey. Head over to my website at taxhelponline.com. You buy any one of the books from us on the website. You got to buy the book from us on my website, any one of them, You get a 15-minute consultation directly and personally with me. We can talk through your situation, get our arms around what you need to do, get you going in the right direction to get a resolution. And that comes with any one of the books, whether it's Tax Amnesty, The Problem Solver, Small Business Tax Guide. I've got, I think, six or seven books that are in print right now. They're all discussed on the website, taxhelponline.com.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, again, as I talk to people, about the IRS, it just those three letters makes their knees get weak. It's amazing how much power they've got. And then when they send you that letter and you have a problem, I was joking a minute ago, they send you this little trifold. That's what it's called, trifold brochure. It says, here's your rights. But your rights are so much more than that little trifold, right?
Yeah, it's a joke is what it is. You know, and way back in 1988, Joe, when Congress passed the first Taxpayer Bill of Rights Act, they mandated that the Internal Revenue Service produce a statement of taxpayer rights in simple, and this is a quote from the bill now, simple and non-technical terms explaining to people what their rights are. So they cooked up IRS Publication 1. When Publication 1 was first released, it would have been probably January of 89 now is when this came out. It was actually 4 8.5 by 11 sheets. It has since been cut in half. So even though the Internal Revenue Code has grown astronomically in size, and there are more rights in the law now than there were then, they have cut the statement of taxpayer rights in half. They don't want you to know what your rights are. In fact, the National Taxpayer Advocate did a survey about 4 years ago. I discussed this in my book, How to Win the Tax Audit. I go through this survey, and she surveyed about 1,100 taxpayers. And of the 1,100 people she talked to, less than half of them even knew they had any rights. Never mind tell you what those rights are. So they're clearly their public one does no good whatsoever.
Now, let's... I have a little bit of fun with you here because, you know, I listen to commercials all day long and because I do some commercial production to hear how other people do it. And when the tax ones come on, they're always the same. They bring on these people, you know, I owe the IRS $2.5 million and I walked away paying them $35,000. I couldn't be happier. And you're thinking to yourself, is that really possible?
Yeah, not only is it possible, Joe, we do that stuff every day in my office. The process is called an offer in compromise. Now, there's all kinds of people out there selling offers in compromise, but there's only one guy that paved the way on how to do it back in the 1980s,
and that
was me. That's right. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, which was the first book for public consumption ever written on the issue, was released in 1992, Joel. That book started the tax resolution industry. These guys didn't even exist until they read my tax amnesty book. Well, that book has since gone through 9 different revisions and updates, and the most recent one was, I forget, very recently here, completely rewritten from cover to cover. And so it's still out there, and it's still helping people today.
Yeah, it is, and I've told people about you about the book Where to Find You, because again, the first thought, it's really funny over the years what we've been taught by, whether it's our parents or people around us or what have you, the fear that's stricken by those three letters and how you can't win, it's almost hopeless, and that's one of the things in your commercial where you always say too, it's not a hopeless case, there's always hope there. To move through. I mentioned the tax people, though. The IRS agents, they have pictures of you and they throw darts at on a regular basis.
I don't know about that. But I don't get Christmas cards from them, Joe. I know that.
God bless you. But talk about this fear thing.
This fear thing is generated more than anything else from ignorance. People are afraid of what they don't know and understand. There's just no question about that. And why would you know and understand how the IRS works? You're not taught it in school. You're not taught it in high school. You're not, you go to college. You have to take advanced economics and finance courses and business courses in college. They don't teach anything about tax law compliance. I can tell you this, Joe, if you're a graduate of one of the best business schools in the country, talking about Yale or Harvard or Carlson School of Management in Minneapolis, these are, you know, the top business schools in the country. They don't teach you this stuff.
This is just crazy because this is basics. I mean, this is basic life skills. How do you pay for your health insurance? What are ways to take care of that? You know, taking care of your taxes, your real estate taxes. People really don't understand all this.
It's even worse than that. Set the business schools aside for a second. Taxation is an elective in law school. It's not even required learning to get a law license.
Wow. You just floored me. Oh, my God. This is just amazing. So one person asked in the chat room, said, hey, when you get a settlement, when it's from a, you know, like for medical or something along those lines, you know, insurance settlement, that kind of stuff, is that taxed at a different rate? Should it be taxed at all?
Well, if you've got debt forgiveness, and I'm sure that's what your caller is asking about, your listener is asking about.
No, it was specifically for like a car accident, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Medical
so
bills.
Payout
yeah.
as
yeah.
an award to you for paying your medical bills. It depends on how, the answer to that is depends on how it is written. If it is written to compensate you for medical bills and written to compensate you for personal injury, pain, and suffering, it's not taxable. If the compensation is lost wages, then it is taxable. So it depends on how it is structured in the settlement.
So here's how it goes. If you have another question for Dan, you go to taxhelponline.com. Go to taxhelponline.com, pick up one of his books, and you can get 15 minutes with him on the phone working this stuff through. And because, you know, people have these questions all the time on, you know, what's taxable, what's not, you know, severance pay is another one. It's pay, so of course
sure.
it's taxable. Your unemployment.
Unemployment compensation, there's another yeah. question right there. And people need to know that there is a law change in the first week of March. I think you and I talked about this on one of the programs here in the last couple of weeks. But now a portion of the unemployment compensation is not taxable, but it's not all of it. Only $10,200, the first $10,200 per person of unemployment compensation is not taxable. Everything over that is.
Yeah, and again, for people who have no money coming in at all, didn't put any aside, you need to pick up one of Dan's books. They're not $300 each, so you can hop on there. It's worth it. It's worth buying the book, do a read-through, give him a call, because, frankly, I could just see, and again, I'm not speaking doom and gloom, but I could see a tsunami of people going, what the heck? Why do I owe this money? I can't pay this money. I'm out of work. That's why I was on unemployment.
Yeah, and you talk about a tsunami, Joe. That there was north of 70 million people that got unemployment compensation in 2020. I don't know what the numbers are in 2021. They're down, but there's still a lot of people. There's no doubt about that. North of 70 million people got some amount of unemployment in 2020. It's a huge number. It's unprecedented, is what it is.
Well,
what it is.
What about the group of businesses, of which 40% are not coming back, that got PPP or SBA loans for their businesses? I mean, these guys, I don't even know how they're going to make it through this without picking up your book and getting on the phone with you.
Well, they need to. There's no question about that. And along the lines of businesses, you know, there's restaurants that have suffered egregiously through all of this, and now there's a new program as part of the American Recovery Plan Act. I can't even spit that out. It's just such a farce. The American Recovery Plan Act that was passed in March, just 6 weeks, not even 6 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago now it was passed. About 5 weeks ago. Anyway, the point is that there's what's called a restaurant revitalization grant that's available to restaurants through that law, Joe, and nobody's talking about that. I mean, that's something we might talk about in this program next time we get together is how that works, because I'm telling you, nobody's talking about that.
No. There's a lot of stuff people aren't talking about, but listen, Dan, always a pleasure to have you on. Always very informative, and I know I can tell by the questions in the chat room. You're going to have a lot of people buying some books in the next week or two. Trying to figure out what to do. Hey, God bless, Dan. Have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, you too, Joe. God bless you.
All right, thanks. Major General Paul Valley joins me in the next hour. You're going to love it. We're going to talk about what's going on in Ukraine and Iran and Russia and all the things you're not really hearing about. We'll be back in a few minutes.